Hi guys, this is a special episode because we do have a special guest. He's an award-winning producer, and I'm so happy that he said yes to our interview. Without further ado, we got Aji Vargas. How are you? Welcome to Blog Talk Hollywood.
I'm great, MJ. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. And most importantly, thanks for putting me on your 75 influential Filipinos in America list. I'm so honored to be on that list. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. It's amazing to really find you and to add you there. I think you deserve it. You really represent all of us Filipinos.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're just chatting before this interview. Talk about who really influences you to be in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Burbank, California. And when you live in that kind of an area, there's lots of stuff happening. You know, we have the NBC studios, which had The Tonight Show there. We had lots of productions that were taking place in the neighborhood, like the show The Wonder Years. They did some of their shooting in my neighborhood, and even the A-Team with Mr. T. When I was a little kid, I remember being down at the mall near our area, and I could see Mr. T sitting in his chair, and he had like a robe on. It was so exciting because I'd been watching them on TV as a kid, and then to be able to see that they're real people and they're that close, it was very kind of inspiring. And so that was one of the first kind of things at the beginning where I was like, oh, this could be an interesting career choice. In the Philippines, I actually had two family members, my aunt Evelyn Vargas, who is a comedian, and then my uncle Ray Bihar, who is an actor in action films. So I had some family kind of on camera, but I didn't have any family behind camera. So when I was out here and I saw all those things, it really inspired me to kind of take my career in that direction.
That's well said, Aji. So what are the challenges before winning an Emmy Award? Imagine, I mean, you know, being a minority in Hollywood, especially on television. Can you share us your challenges?
Yeah, you know, I mean, gosh, being able to win an Emmy Award is a very unique experience. There's people who have been producing for decades who don't have an Emmy Award. So for me to have one, it's such an honor. And it took me 17 years in the business to get to that point. And, you know, I started from the bottom. I was a production assistant. I used to go pick up the lunch order. I used to go pick up camera operators from the airport. I did all the bottom level stuff that you had to do to earn your stripes, if you will. And so I started there, and, you know, over the years I would progress. I would move up to a coordinator position. I would move up to a supervisor position. And then I started getting producer opportunities. And so, you know, the challenges were really kind of starting from the bottom, networking my way up, building a reputation that people would want to hire me and keep hiring me and give me opportunities, like working on the Oscars, like working on the Super Bowl, the Grammys. It really required me to kind of make a good reputation for myself. And I think I've been able to do that. And luckily, that's taken me to where I am now, where I get to produce big projects for companies like Disney and do stuff like video game shows, which I love. And so, yeah, there was a lot of challenges to get to the point, especially as a minority. When I first started, there were not a lot of people who looked like me. You really have to do a lot more work to stand out sometimes and make sure people realize that you are just as good as the rest of the people there. And so that's definitely where some of the challenges I had to go through before I could reach that level of being able to go to the Emmys and be honored enough to receive one myself.
That's well said, Aji. And having said that, I mean, you mentioned all of those Grammys, Oscars, and Super Bowls. These are like the biggest events in the pop culture. So what keeps you grounded? Imagine you're one of the producers of these big events.
Yeah, you know, one of the big things that keeps me grounded is my family back home in the Philippines. So I was born here in the States, but then I went back to the Philippines when I was very young. Lived there till I was about 4 years old in Metro Manila primarily, but I have family in Bicol and lots of different places.
Oh, speaking of Bicol, you already mentioned it anyway. So I know in terms of food, I know you guys are famous for spicy there,
yeah.
Spiciness. Can you Bicol talk about Express. That a little bit?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, in terms of food, I've never been super big on eating Filipino food. I do have some favorites, but not really in Bicol area. Mostly just traditional meals, adobo, some of my favorite desserts. Growing up, when I was a little kid, I used to love tahol. So whenever I was
there
and the guy would have the tahol thing and go out there with my mug and they'd put the tahol in, that was my favorite as a child, and champurrado. And as I grew up, you know, I started tasting more different things. And but for sure, of course, adobo, chicken primarily. I try to stay away from pork. And of course, pancit. My mom.
Oh my gosh, and now I'm hungry by talking about that. I'm already salivating. For all our listeners, about the tahoe, it's actually a soybean. It's like a tofu kind of like dessert. And it's yummy, you guys. So check it out. So, yep. By just talking about this, all kinds of foods, I'm already salivating. And so let's move on to a next question. Okay. So Aji, kindly share us your journey and lesson learned in your industry, in the television industry in Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, the journey has been quite interesting. Now 20 years in the business. I started in late 1999 and I went to community college in Walnut, California, very big Pinoy population out there. And went to school at Mount San Antonio College. I learned kind of the basics there and got my start. And then I started working in 2000 as a production assistant, like I mentioned, and did just the most menial things. But I would slowly work my way up. And the journey has taken me to meet some of the best producers. Some of my mentors are people who have been in the game for years. Two of them have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you know. And in that time, whether it's the Oscars, the Grammys, Super Bowl, I've got to meet the biggest names. Whether it's in entertainment, I got to shake hands with Prince. And in politics, I did a show at the White House and got to shake hands with President Obama. And then most recently, I did some stuff with Blue Origin, which is Jeff Bezos's rocket company. And I got to meet Jeff Bezos. So the journey has been amazing because I started doing this because I loved the idea of making TV and storytelling. And because I was doing something I loved, I got to meet these amazing talents, storytellers, influencers of the world. And that's been such a, it's sometimes I have to kind of pull myself back and be like, you know, this is crazy, but
is this really happening? Like,
it's because surreal.
I know growing up, you see it, you've been fascinated with television growing up in Burbank. So now you're living your dream. So having said that, and all of those experiences, are you planning to write a book or something like that?
Yeah, you know, yes is the answer for sure. I'm eventually going to write a book. I do public speaking engagements and talk to students who are trying to get their foot in the door in production. And I tell them, yeah. And you know what the best part about it is, I go and I do these talks and afterwards, I just feel so, it's so rewarding. And I feel like I've been able to absorb all this amazing information that there are people who actually really want to hear and learn and hear my story, which I never thought would be an interesting thing. But apparently, from all the different talks I've done, the kids and people who are trying to get into the industry, they hear my story and they get inspired. And for me, that's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. And so, yeah, I'm kind of building a secondary career in terms of public speaking and mentoring and coaching. Hopefully, with that also comes a book, and hopefully as well, like a online course, something that kind of gives people a way to just hear my story and musings.
Yeah,
and
that's amazing. I will totally like support you 100% with your book and all your projects. So having said that, so now I know the recent primetime Emmys just happened. And how do you cope with the new normal now?
Yeah, you know, it was very scary in March. March, I was working on the Kids' Choice Awards, and it was a two-week gig for me, and I just started, and you could hear the rumblings of what was going on. The lockdown was imminent, and then lockdown hit, and then I had about a month where I just had no work, and I was kind of petrified. I was a little like, mm-hmm. What's going to happen with my industry? Because mm-hmm. a lot of the shows I worked on require there to be a big audience, and you couldn't do that. So that was terrifying at first. But then all of a sudden, I started getting calls for work. And there were shows like the Disney Sing Along Volume 2, which I was one of the producers on. And then another show, Dear Class of 2020, came for YouTube Originals. So all of a sudden, these jobs were popping up. And the new normal of producing from home became something that I've been doing now since April. And, you know, all the way up until the Emmys, everything we did was pretty much from home. Emmys, I had to come in a couple days over at Staples Center and work on site. But really, that was the only time since April that I've had to do that. And luckily, I've been able to work on shows where it's a lot of Zoom calls like this. It's a lot of just communication via our cell phones and video conferencing. It's cool. I've adapted to it well. And I have been able to do some really big shows from home. The new normal of working from home, I don't mind. It's not bad. So I'm enjoying that and just hoping that there's just more productions that keep popping up are able to pivot and still create content in this space, in this COVID era space, because it's a testament to storytellers that we're given these limitations that say, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. All right, well, what can you do? And then be able to put out content that, like Disney Sing Along, where people are at home enjoying it and it gives them
actually, you were nominated on that one as well. Am I right?
Well, so no, for Sing Along, we didn't get nominated. We were eligible. We were eligible to be nominated, but we didn't get the nomination, which was, you know, the whole nomination process. There's so many different shows and
You already got one. So, I mean, you know, you just got one and the rest is history. And, you know, you can inspire others of what you're doing now. So what legacy can you leave to the next generation, Aji?
Yeah, thanks. The legacy that I want to leave is, like I was mentioning, trying to give back to the community and be able to tell people my story and my struggles and the things that I had to do to get where I got. And hopefully inspire more people who look like me to be like, I can go into that world. I don't have to go into these traditional things like CPA or nursing or Absolutely. Whatever it is, right? Like you can now go into this direction. And more I see Filipinos in the industry. And it's exciting to me because it wasn't like that before. And actually this morning I was on a call with Netflix. Netflix had a meeting with SIPA and myself, and we got on there and there were so many Filipinos from Netflix. I was like, wow, Netflix has so
many. Congrats, by the way, I added SIPA as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, SIPA, yes. I mean, that's, I just joined in August. Lyle Del Mundo, the president, brought me on and we did the gala, which was really fun to do, like to be able to produce and highlight people like Apple the App, people like Lea Salonga, people like Joe Coy. Like that was a real cool feeling. And, you know, luckily I'm with SIPA now and we're going to be doing a lot more cool stuff now that I'm on board. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, definitely. I want to support what you're doing and just keep me on the loop. I would like to support everything that you do.
Yeah, thank you, MJ. I appreciate Aji. It.
Yes, we are here with our podcast and our platform. And by the way, it's being listened to 10 platforms, included Spotify and iTunes for this one.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so invite everyone. I know you're on social media.
Yeah, I love sharing with my peeps, especially in the Philippines. Whenever I post something like this, they love to share it to the world. They're my grounding family, you know, they keep me grounded. So on Instagram, it's at Augie Max, and Augie also Max. Twitter at Augie Max, 1G, AugieMax. Mm-hmm. That's my first and middle name. So that's on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, it's actually produced by Augie Max. I couldn't get at Augie Max on there. So those are the platforms to find me on, and YouTube as well. You can find me on YouTube. I have Augie Max on there as well.
Thank you so much. You're such an inspiration to all of us. And don't go away. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, MJ. I appreciate it.